and joined by Jacob Olinson, who has just been acclaimed the 2024 R&A Champion Golfer. How does that feel?
It feels really good. I'm super happy, super proud, of winning such a prestigious event, such a big event. It's been a while since I won a tournament. You don't get many wins in golf, so when you do, it's really sweet. And yeah, I'm really proud of myself, the way I played, and I'm proud of everyone around me who helps me every day, my family, friends, coaches, everyone who's helped me get better. So yeah, I'm super happy.
And the amazing thing is, this is your first attempt, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's true. It's the first time I've ever played this event. It's a pretty good debut, I'd say.
It's amazing, dude. I suppose the other side of it is you didn't know what to expect, but to come through six matches and horrific weather yesterday, which was so testing, and you had the best score on the course yesterday, that must have given you a bit of confidence going into today.
No, yeah, for sure. Especially that afternoon match, I played really good, especially that last couple of holes, hit some really good shots, made some birdies, really kind of took the match by the horns there and forced my opponent to try and really do something special. So yesterday felt good. The morning was really tough. Kind of felt deflated even though I won, because I felt like I played so bad. But everyone was struggling in that weather, so you just reset and go out in better weather and shoot a good score and play the match.
And you certainly did that, and you took that into this morning, being two up after the first 18, and you started the second 18 very, very well. The two of you were playing amazing golf, and eventually you got over the line to become the champion golfer. And I think you're the first Danish player to do that as well.
Yes, I am. I am the first Danish player to win this tournament. But yeah, we played really good after the break. Right off the gate, he hit it to gimme, and I thought I was like, but luckily I put it close and made birdie as well, and then I kind of stepped on the gas the next four holes and gave me a nice lead, a comfortable lead. But you're not always sure, you know. If I can go on a four hole run, then so can the opponent. So you just try and hang in there. He won 9 and 10. I told my caddy, let's just try and tie a hole. Just to kind of stop the bleeding, just don't lose like three in a row, give him too much momentum, and hit a great approach shot on 11, which kind of set up for actually a chance to win the hole, but the putt ran just by. But we got the tie and kind of got everything settled down a little bit, and maybe took a little bit of steam off of him.
And you got it over the line, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So the US, the Open Championship in 3 weeks' time, this is the start of a big career for you, and we wish you the very, very best in the rest of the year and in 2025. What a champion you are, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, sir.